Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
On this Ibis Road situation, one of the things that, and I'm terribly hurt over this because I feel like I failed you guys, but at the same time, I know I've got my bullets still in my belt here. I still got bullets, and I know that we're going to be able to fight this successfully.
Okay, all of you gun grabbers, don't get scared. Don't get scared. He's not threatening you. Bullets in his belt and all of that. He's saying that he has legislative opportunities to use some of the power of the board to do a thing. So I know sometimes people take a metaphor the wrong way. You know, nowadays we kick a kid out of school because he drew a gun, right? So just, just caution, okay? But Kerry Smith, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, is talking about this Ibis Road, this dead-end road that is on the verge of being turned into a throughway for a new subdivision that's being built behind it. This is across from the courthouse, behind the hangar on Avalon Boulevard. And these folks have been told in the past that it would not be opened. They have believed that that was the case. And there's county road between their street and the development. And the developer does not have permission to build on the road, but he had just about built the road. And now there's a barricade up. But the question is, will that work long term? And what is this developer doing? And Kerry Smith he's opposed to the road, but he had been told there's we're limited options of what we can do to really stop this. And then they went to a break, and in the break, apparently something changed. So here we go. And this is, you've heard some of this actually quoted elsewhere, and I wanted to give you the audio for context because sometimes a headline looks a little bit weird, but here goes.
And at this time, what I'm going to do is propose that we do stop it, because it is county property. So I was told in the break that we do have the right to stop this, but kind of ticks me off because I've been asking about this for a month and I was told we couldn't. But now I found out we can. So do you have trust for us? Hell no, you don't trust us, but we can only get what we get.
So he's trying, and he feels like he's been misinformed by staff. He didn't specify who, but, you know.
I'm done with getting bad information, and I'm getting tired of getting strung out up here. I signed up to help my community. I can only do what I work with. I can only deal with what I'm working with. But I'm going to make it very clear. And I got to watch my language because I'll get in trouble when I get home. We are a board of county commissioners that are working our tails off to gain the trust of the community. And we need everybody on staff to make sure they're joining in on this mission. And I'm going to leave it right there because I've about had all I can take.
Again, I like somebody who's honest. I don't mind somebody who's emotional. Kerry's pretty frustrated about all this. He's been called a liar. He's been, said that they've misinformed people and broken promises. And based on my understanding of the history of the issue, that looks like that may be true. And certainly if you live on a dead-end street, it's horrifying, the prospect of what you thought was permanent getting opened up there and you becoming a throughway to a major subdivision. Even if they have another way out up to the north, which they do in this particular case. But the whole idea of that complete streets concept is create a grid, create alternatives and whatever. But dead-end streets are their own special thing. And when you buy a property and when you think it's going to be that way. Now, sometimes you don't do your due diligence to know that it could be open. Sometimes you do your due diligence, you get a promise from the board, and you think for sure this is all safe. And then something changes, and you wonder what in the world is going on. And it is incredibly frustrating if you bought property thinking that it's never going to be a through street. And as I said before, you almost just can't promise that it's never going to be, because these things do happen all the time. And I'm with them. I understand. I'm on their side. There was one on the west side of Woodbine that was going to be a school that I brought light to, and we actually kind of got that one stopped. The one up by Jubilee, Mahogany. I mean, these are real problems that people deal with. So it's hard to stop them, but if you've been told that it wouldn't happen, you understandably think you got lied to. And Kerry Smith.
When I say something's going to be done, and then I was made to look, you know what, it was fair. Call me a liar. It was fair. I am a liar because I lied to you. I didn't purposefully lie to you. I just didn't read the book all the way through.
I mean, interesting acknowledgement. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's only a lie if you know it's a lie. Like, you can be mistaken or you can lie, but you can't do both. That's why when people always said, like, Bush lied about the nuclear weapons in Iraq or whatever, or WMDs. I mean, it's only a lie if you know it's false. So, I mean, Kerry's embracing the name, the label, but, it really is only a lie if you know that it's false. But anyway, back to him. Well, actually, we'll get to this in just a second because he'll finish up. And there's been some comments by some of the other members of the board as well. John Pickens has got traffic on the files. I find it refreshing. I mean, that somebody is so, like, honest about how they react to things. It hurts my feelings when you call me a liar. I'm angry here. You're annoying me here. I mean, you know, maybe some. Well, they should have a little bit more self-control. I don't know. I kind of like people being people. It means you can trust their reactions are actual. You know what I'm saying? John's got traffic for you. John?
No new accidents to let you know about right now. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. 98 westbound as you approach the Garcelon Point Bridge, we're experiencing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. And also on Avalon Boulevard, heading southbound toward I-10 is starting to back up more, about a 10 to 12 minute delay associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Commissioner Kerry Smith in Santa Rosa County, District 2. That's like the Milton East kind of area. Talking about this Ibis Road, which is a dead end road where it's kind of the contractor who's building the subdivision in the forest to the east of there has already built the basic for the road and hasn't paved it. And then people are like, what are you doing? This is county property. You don't have any permission for this. And so there's now a barricade up. Will that last? Anyway, so Kerry's going to go on after kind of understanding the frustration, acknowledging the frustration, saying he's gotten misinformed by staff.
And I'm going to apologize for my short temper. Mrs. Hawthorne, when I don't want to jump on people, but I just want respect to the board. I want respect to the podium, too. I want everybody to be heard without being fearful of being ridiculed or snapped at. And I'm going to apologize because you can probably tell I'm a little ticked.
You think?
That's that Irish in me. It does get stirred up. But one thing that I do know I have is my word. My word is my word.
So he says, look, we are just not, if I have anything to say about it, we are not going to build that connector road.
And I've told you guys. And Trinity, you know, you and I have had conversations over the weekend. I've told you guys I'll die before that road's connected in there. It ain't going to be connected in there. I'm pretty sure that this board, I wouldn't say that if I didn't think that this board was going to back me up. I know this board's going to back me up.
Trinity was a prior speaker who had got up there and basically said, you lied about this and you're wrong about this. And why is this happening when we got promises before?
As I'm not the perfect speaker. I'm not eloquent in my speaking. I get up here, I get a little ticked off. I knew I needed some extra prayer this morning, and
we all do.
I just want you guys to know I'm doing the best I can. I do have my big boy pants on. I've been told that I might not, but I do have my big boy pants on, and just know that I'm going to be fighting for you, and I know everybody on this board is going to be fighting for you.
And you had at least two other commissioners explicitly say they were in exactly the same place. Bobby Burkett.
Ibis Road, I second what Mr. Chairman said. It will not be put through if it goes by my vote. I promise you that. We will do everything in our power to stop that from happening.
And Ray Eddington, who's District 4, that's the Navarre area.
I'm on board with you, Chairman Smith, Bobby. We're going to stop this road. Y'all got my backing on that. It's time to stop a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so sounds like they want to stop it, which probably means they will. The question is how. The residents are talking about things like putting a park in or a basketball court or something in the back end of that cul-de-sac to make it so it's permanently not a road. Of course, one thing about that is if you put in a feature that draws people to the feature, now you're creating traffic on a road that you're celebrating for being a dead end. So I get what they're wanting to do, but I also think it's going to be counterproductive if they manage to do it their way. What's the word for that? It's like constructive nuisance or creative nuisance or something like that anyway, where you actually create the more of the problem you're trying to solve. It probably wouldn't be as much traffic as if you have a throughway to a subdivision. And that's fair. Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see how this all turns out. But it is one of those, like, note, if you ever buy property, you better do your research to make sure what is the possibility of development in things that you take for granted are not developed yet. Because, I've been here 11 years, okay? And I'll tell you, I see this problem over and over and over and over again. Whether it's Monarch Place in Escambia County or Mahogany with Jubilee in Santa Rosa County, or, I mean, you see this all the time. Truth be told, I live in a subdivision that is off the back end of what at one time had been, I mean, it was just a road that didn't go anywhere. And there's actually three different kind of neighborhoods that have been put in along that area. And one of them, you know, had to cross a waterway to get to it. So, like, they built a bridge to make the subdivision. You know, like, it's, but that can happen. And I feel terrible for the people who lived in what they thought was a dead end part before that, you know, but the new people don't think about it that way because they don't know, you know, but that's just, you really have to do your work, which, by the way, leads me to, when we're thinking about a real estate agent, you want somebody who's going to help you understand that stuff, right? You want to really get somebody who knows those things, asks those questions, and understands that so that you can make a good decision, because that's what a good real estate agent is supposed to do. They're supposed to help you make better choices. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they will do that, okay? They will help you understand, are you thinking about this maybe coming behind your house? Are you thinking about the traffic? Are you thinking about, because you know what happens? You go look at a house one time, maybe twice. Did you look during rush hour? Did you look during school? Did you look, you know, like all the things that go into that. Well, that's what a good realtor helps you think about. And they're very good realtors. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes a year before that. They're selling 3-4 homes every single week. Really understanding the market, really able to answer your questions, and the job of a good realtor, help you ask better questions. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. John, you were impressed with how I turned that 15-minute monologue into a prequel for an ad?
I was like, wow, Andrew, I'm proud of you.
Look at you doing radio.
You're
like a big
growing
boy.
Growing up. Our boy's growing up.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Thought if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, living red.
At least to that part.
I wholeheartedly agree. You had to, because I was about to go, what?
And the original is Wings, is that right? That Paul McCartney and Wings did the original, Live and Let Die, I believe. And this is one of those rare cases where the remake is better. Sorry, Beatles traditionalists, but there it is. 725 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got one accident that just popped up. It's a vehicle crash with roadblock on Mobile Highway and Beulah Road. The road is
you really
blocked
leaned
there.
On that pronunciation emphasis.
I don't know why.
That peeve of yours, I think.
Mobile Highway, and Beulah Road, just so you know that
it was
on. Is
that near Mobile Highway?
Yeah. the road is blocked. This accident just happened. First responders are on their way to the scene, so just be aware of that. But other than that, if you're traveling Avalon Boulevard southbound heading toward I-10, thank you, Mike, I-10, you're going to see some delays, about a 10-minute delay trying to get onto I-10, and also Highway 29 southbound approaching 9 Mile. It's got about a 10 to 15-minute delay built in with that. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, tens of thousands of mourners lining up to see the body of Pope Francis lying in state. The Vatican says more than 50,000 people have stood in line in the past 24 hours to pay their respects to the Pope. His funeral is set for Saturday. Americans apparently being ripped off by cyber criminals in record amounts. There's new report out from the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center. They're saying scammers and cyber criminals stole a record $16.6 billion from Americans last year. That's up 33% from 2023. And Andrew, apparently gamers are reporting problems with pre-ordering the new Nintendo Switch 2. Pre-orders opened up at midnight for this new console. It comes out in June, but apparently the pre-orders are selling pretty fast through all the third-party retailers, and gamers are reporting technical issues online as they try to quickly submit those orders. They're being told their orders were canceled, having to wait in long lines and physically go to stores.
All I know is we tried to get the Red Robin deal last week, and we spent 15 minutes refreshing, and it couldn't make it happen. They get a burger a day for a month for $20, and that didn't pan out. Fine, I get it, whatever, it's tough. 727 on News Radio 92.3, or somebody says Mobile Highway, like the Yankees say it.
Loved it.
That's funny. Oh, have you seen Conclave, the movie about the selection of the Pope after the previous Pope dies?
I have not seen that, but I saw the trailer for it last night.
Yeah, so this is Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci and John Lithgow, and it's available for free on Prime. They changed it from being a pay-for to being a free on Prime because of, obviously, the death of Pope Francis. It's topical. I heavily recommend you do not watch this movie. We watched it. I am not a Catholic. This is a really anti-Catholic movie, like vehemently anti-Catholic. It's kind of funny because if I tell you too much about how bad it is, then you're like, is it really that bad? I want to go see. You know, how bad is the wreck? I want to look, you know? I don't want to tell you, if you do want to, I feel obligated not to spoil it for you. But the premise of the movie is that all these bishops are basically all reprobates. They're all, except for a couple of them, they're all in there angling and needling and dealing and, you know, all kinds of malfeasance, and just they're basically these horrible, terrible people that are all just trying to accumulate the power of becoming the next pope. And, you know, even the liberals are the good guys and the conservatives are the bad guys. And then there's kind of an ending part that is like, I mean, really ruined the whole movie for me, honestly. It was bad enough to begin with, but then the end was awful. And I feel obligated not to spoil it for you if you are going to watch it. But
so how many stars would you give it out of 5?
So I rate movies a little differently.
Okay. Tell me
it's
how
compelling. It's well acted. It's interesting. John Lithgow is completely the wrong casting choice, by the way, for his role. He's unbelievable as a cardinal. It just doesn't make any sense. The other ones are very, very good. Ralph Fiennes and Stanley Tucci are excellent. It's cast well. It's entertaining. It's compelling. It's interesting. But it is fundamentally hostile to Catholicism. And I'm not a Catholic, but I recognize anti-Catholic bigotry when I see it. And this is, I mean, I was curious because I went to look to see what the Catholic site said about it. And they say it's terrible. It really, really. And they're not wrong. It's really, really terrible. And somebody else said, I hated the ending. No thematic sense to it whatsoever. Agreed. It was unnecessarily ridiculous and offensive. And that's, so anyway, yeah. If you're thinking about watching it, especially if you're, and I will tell you this, it's, whenever I watch a movie that's about topical events, I start to kind of meld the two together in my brain. It's hard to think. Just ignore the movie and watch the news about what's going on with the conclave. You know, maybe leave it at that. So, I don't know. You and I had talked about it off the air, and I figured people, they would find that interesting, especially if they're Catholics, thinking, oh, I want to see a movie about my faith. Yeah, it's not. Not in a good way.
I'm CJ Pop. Ukraine's President Zelensky, speaking in South Africa, says he does not see strong pressure on his Russian counterpart. This after Russia targets Kyiv with a barrage of missiles that kills at least 9 people, injures 70 more. He describes the attack as one of the most outrageous. Zelensky is cutting his trip to that nation. The middle of 3 days, the public mourning continues St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, where the next step has been set.
The Cardinals met this morning announcing that the ceremony to close the casket of Pope Francis will take place tomorrow, Friday at 8 p.m. local time. An American Cardinal, Kevin Farrell, will lead that ceremony. He is the one who is in task of leading this transition period.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Vatican City. The funeral is set for Saturday, 4 a.m. Eastern time. The Pope died Monday at the age of 88. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. It is 78 degrees right now. Escambia County is moving forward with plans to revamp the Pensacola Beach Gateway, with costs jumping from an initial $707,000 up to $1.6 million for a new architectural design that features a sailfish fin. The total project is estimated to cost between $6.3 and $7.5 million, which would include roadway improvements and landscaping. There have been calls for public input, but the requirement for community meetings was dropped in order to expedite the project. County commissioners will be reviewing funding recommendations and contract amendments at their upcoming meeting on May 1st. Community input can be submitted by contacting Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger by email. An Oklahoma man apparently pretty unhappy about the future of the SS United States as an artificial reef. Officials say Trey Roots is facing charges for making a bomb threat after Okaloosa County purchased the vessel. Roots lives in Cherokee, Oklahoma. Deputies say it didn't look like he really had any bomb-making materials, and he was never in Okaloosa County. Meanwhile, the SS United States continues preparations for its eventual sinking off of the Destin coast. An 80-year-old Pace man charged with having child pornography. Deputies arrested Arthur Harbison last week. Deputies reportedly received a cyber tip last July that linked him to the files. Harbison reportedly admitted to deputies he'd searched for the material. He's been arrested and since released from the Santa Rosa County Jail on $200,000 bond. Well, this weekend's the Floribama Mullet Toss. The bar claims that's the biggest beach party on the coast. It's an event where thousands of people gather to see who can throw a mullet the furthest. It's a bit of an odd and old tradition in Perdido Key. Big developments continue at the Industrial Park on Highway 87 in Santa Rosa County. Summit Real Estate has broken ground on two new buildings. Their director of investments tells News Radio they saw a big need for Class A developments.
Everything around is all kind of B, C quality metal buildings and very little clear height, so not 32 clear. And we saw a real need for that. There's some pent-up demand. The vacancy rate right now in Santa Rosa County and Pensacola as a whole is like 2.5, or actually I think it's less than 2.5 right now. So it's extremely tight, and it's one of the tightest markets actually in the whole country right now.
That is Jack Ross, and he says one of the two buildings is already leased by the parent company of Nabisco and Oreo Cookies. The other building can offer about 140,000 square feet of space. Well, a man's dead after being shot by deputies in Hillsborough County. Now, this happened in Brandon yesterday morning. The sheriff's office says they got a call about a man that was armed with a large rifle and wearing military tactical gear. Deputies say they told the man to drop his weapon, but when he refused, he was shot and killed. He's since been identified as 34-year-old Vincent Tyler Morin. The three deputies involved are also on paid administrative leave. The FDLE is investigating that shooting. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Dealing with that accident, it was six cars involved on Mobile Highway and Beulah Road. The road is blocked there. First responders have just arrived on the scene, but we're experiencing some delays on Mobile and Beulah Road. Also, if you're traveling I-10 right now, you can, between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just some minor delays. I'd say about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that area. And also Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile Road. We're seeing some delays associated with that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. And 735 at News Radio, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with temperatures near 79 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 80 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For your Saturday, going to be looking nice and warm with a high near 83 degrees. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 68 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies, beautiful day on tap. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal reports the Trump administration is considering slashing its steep tariffs on Chinese imports, in some cases by more than half, in a bid to de-escalate tensions with Beijing. President Trump added that he could also reimpose reciprocal tariffs on some countries in as soon as 2 to 3 weeks. A dozen states have sued the Trump administration in the Court of International Trade in New York to stop its tariff policy, saying it is unlawful and has brought chaos to the American economy. The suit asks the court to declare the tariffs to be illegal and to block government agencies and its officers from enforcing them. Bristol-Myers Squibb beat first quarter estimates and hiked its revenue and profit guidance for the year as the drug maker cut costs. The company said its guidance revisions include the estimated impact of current tariffs on U.S. products shipped to China, but not President Trump's planned duties on pharmaceutical imports into the U.S. Futures are moderately lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 419. That's Your Money Now.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Lexus, BMW,
Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week we're talking about crawfish, and how you can nominate a hospitality hero, plus the benefit that tourism has on our community.
Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We do have our special guest in the corner over there. This is our canine Jet, who is our latest addition to PPD family and the airport. He's a 16-month-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever and specializes in explosives detection. So if any of you media have any explosives on you, we can do a quick test run, see how well Jet is doing.
Yeah, it's good news. Always when we add a new canine, everybody loves the dogs. This is a gorgeous dog, too, by the way. So Jet's been working at the airport doing bomb sniffing, explosives sniffing. Joining us now, we have Eric Randall. He is the chief of the Pensacola Police Department. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing, Andrew?
Great to have you. Great. We're doing fantastic. Do I have it right? There's one PPD dog for the airport and then, like, what, six or seven that are on patrol outside of the airport? And they're kind of two separate kinds of groups, right? Like, the one is for explosives and the others are for drugs and chases and search and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. So, Jet at the airport is a single-purpose, what we call a single-purpose canine detector. He's for explosives. Our patrol dogs are dual-purpose, so narcotics and patrol functions. And we also have two other dogs. We have a dog that's a gun detector dog. We utilize her in the schools. And then we have another dog, Taylor, that's an electronics detection dog.
Okay.
And we use it in a lot of special investigations and other things. So,
okay.
So we have a variety of canine assets.
Yeah, the electronics ones is amazing to me. They can sniff out USBs and hard drives that people, you know, child pornographers and whatever hide. And it's just, I mean, it's an amazing, or, you know, people who commit, you know, electronic fraud and they have records or whatever. That's amazing stuff. Okay, I didn't know that about the gun dog for the schools. And so that puts the total at what, maybe around 10 canines for PPD? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll be that. Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, everybody loves to see the new dog. That's fantastic. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question because it's really more, you know, I kind of brought it up with Mike last week and, you know, he recommended I talk with you about it. He's out this week, you know, doing a training event. And so we've got you, which is fantastic. We, you know, love talking to you as well. But the question I had is I had a recent incident and, you know, I don't want to, it's not really about me, but just it happened to be my experience. My son got backed into at a Walmart on Creighton and first impulse is to call the police, right? To have him come do a report. He was told by the dispatcher, we don't dispatch to private parking lots because it was in the parking lot. And, you know, he called me and he's like, Dad, I thought we're supposed to. And I called dispatch and was told the same thing. You know, we don't dispatch to private parking lots. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem right. Well, so, you know, eventually we did manage to get an officer to come out, you know, and Officer Sergeant Sturgeon is great. I mean, she's fantastic. She shows up, doesn't do a report. But does do body camera. We're still trying to get that because what happened is between him admitting fault at the time, totally taking the blame, he's now telling the other driver is now telling the other insurance company, you know, no, it, you know, he backed into me. Like, baloney. And, you know, it's crazy. But that's why you do a police report. And so my question for you is, when did the policy change? Why do we have this policy? Maybe explain, because I think people in the city, and I know for me, have always been trained, always call a cop, get a police report. That way you have it documented.
Right. Yeah. With crashes on private property, unless there's some specific criteria that's met, say, for instance, if there's a report of injury, significant damage, it resulted in a DUI investigation, a hit and run. Those are things that are required to have reports done on, state reports done on, because you got to remember, this report that we do is a state reportable form for a crash. Now, what we can do in those situations on private property, because usually there's private property crashes at low speeds, minimal damage, no injuries are occurring. So what we normally do is, if we have officers available and you're requesting it, we can come out, respond. We're going to respond with our body cameras to document everything, issue what we call a CAD number, dispatch number, so they'll have a record of it for the parties involved in insurance companies. And also we'll do the information exchange forms, which is part of the information where both drivers get each other's information and give that to their insurance companies. But like you said, with the police coming out with the body camera, dash cameras, that stuff is available to document any statements that are made at the time, because, like you said, sometimes things change once people leave the scene, things of that nature. But yeah, that has been the policy for quite some time. Unless there's those specific criteria that have been met, injuries, death, in a person, significant damage where a wrecker is required to remove the vehicle, because now you're getting up to higher speeds and things of that nature, hazardous material incidents, commercial vehicles. So those are a lot of stipulations that are required, you know, to document stuff on a state form. But when there's minor, no injuries and things of that nature, minimal damage, we're not required to document those on a state form. But also, you have the ability to go online afterwards and do, you know, on the state website and do a short form, where you can just have that document on the short form as driver itself. And like okay. I said, this is specifically for parking, private road crashes, very minimal damage, no injuries and things of that nature. Now, there's other factors like I just talked about that can come into play that can change that. So,
well, okay, I have a follow-up I'll ask you in just a second, because and what Mike was telling us last week was that, you know, look, if you demand an officer comes, you get an officer to come. And of course, ours would have fallen into exactly your criteria: low speed, no fuss. We thought it was a slam dunk thing, minimal damage, all of this stuff. I'm really glad we forced the issue, but it feels like, you know, ask once you get told no, but you got to ask two or three times to get told yes. And that's why I wanted to ask you about this question. But we'll come back. We're talking to Eric Randall. He's the chief of Pensacola Police. And again, my case is my case. That's not the issue. It's just more of a what people expect and kind of what they think, you know, is the right thing to do. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on Mobile Highway and Beulah Road. The road is blocked. It was a 6-vehicle accident. Everyone is safe, but they're trying to move that out of the way, and it's causing some delays on both Beulah and Mobile Highway. So be aware of that. Also, we've got a semi that overturned the lumber there off of its load on 87 and 98 in Navarre, and that's causing some delays also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Yeah, we saw that on South Santa Rosa News, so, you know, about 10 minutes ago, so very good reporting. Back to Eric Randall, chief of Pensacola Police. So, Eric, just a quick follow-up. You can or cannot get an officer for the, you know, low speed, low incident, minor damage, no violence, no DUI, anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Yeah, so you know, if you, and like I said, the other things that come into play too. So, you know, we prioritize calls too. So, you know, depending on time of day it is, if it's a high volume call, time of day, I mean, that call, you know, with being minimal damage, minimal, you know, injuries and things of that nature, is going to be a lower priority because we're trying to deal with other life threatening things of that nature. So, it depends on what time of day you call too. So, it could be a wait period.
Trust me, I know that too. not with you guys. Irony is, there was a second fender bender I had on my way home and had to call FHP, and it took like an hour and a half to get them there. And that was, its own separate nightmare. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for answering. I appreciate the perspective. I know one of the things that you and I had, you had wanted to talk about is, and we just are doing a story today, like there's all this fraud in the world, like $12 billion in fraud, $15 billion in fraud, crazy levels of fraud. But we see this locally. What are the frauds that you're seeing locally that you want to warn people about?
So, I mean, we're seeing all kinds of fraud locally. We're seeing telephone scams. We're seeing the text messages. I myself have been getting these told text messages threatening to do all kinds of different things. You know, I'm sure everybody else is getting them. They're coming in emails. They're coming on social media. But, you know, what I want the community to know is if you get a text message, email, or phone call demanding you take some type of action immediately, especially financially, take a minute. Pause, pump the brakes, think about it, and don't do anything immediately. Make sure you talk to, especially if it's something about your financial institution that's requiring you to do something, make sure you stop, get a hold of your financial institution. Or if you have no other means or anyone to talk to, give us a call, because there are a number of cases where if individuals would give law enforcement a call or talk to somebody else, we could have saved people thousands. When I say fraud and scams, people are getting scammed out of thousands of dollars. And then another thing is the romance scams. We're seeing these romance scams on Facebook and social media where people are befriending people on social media, and the next thing you know, they're telling them they love them, they're going to get married, can you send me this money because of this thing, and next thing you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 is these people are sending this type of money. I mean, these are actual incidents that we have had happen here in Pensacola. And then, like I said, the telephone scams, the emails, and things of that nature. But, you know, I read, Martha, you probably read, I want to say it's actually $16 billion in 2024.
Crazy.
From fraud and scams. And it was $12 billion in 2023.
Yep.
I mean, it continues to escalate, and every day, everybody's getting these things. They're flooding your emails and things of that nature. So my advice is to just stop, pump the brakes.
You know, I saw a statistic that was very scary to me, just that the claim is that roughly 30% of Americans have fallen victim to a scam in the last year. That's not in their life. That's in the last year, which is, I mean, you know, The people who get scammed are the people who think they cannot get scammed, right? It's the, you know, people who get tricked into cults are people who think they can't get tricked into cults. Like, it's the people who think they're invulnerable that are the ones that wind up, you know, falling prey to this stuff. I also wanted to ask you a question about the real-time crime center and the ShotSpotter. Either or both of those are still showing value to the city of Pensacola?
Oh yeah. Every day they're showing value to the city of Pensacola. And thank you to our partners and Sheriff Simmons and his team at the Sheriff's Office. We partner great with them. It's showing so much value. I actually added a second staff member to the Real Time Crime Center. And they, when I say real time, it's real time out here supporting the operations and investigations on the street each and every day. And just yesterday we had a situation where a traffic stop and someone fled from a traffic stop. Our real-time crime center personnel was up on the radio, on the computer, utilizing the technological resources to identify this person. And several hours later, we were able to make an arrest in that particular situation. So that's one immediate example of a win that we have. And it's brought to the Pensacola community by the great collaboration between law enforcement. That's the great thing about here. Your law enforcement team working together 24/7. You probably saw the article yesterday from Florida Highway Patrol, the collaboration we did over the weekend with the aggressive driving and DUI enforcement.
Yeah.
That is law enforcement working together, setting the example, making Pensacola safe.
Speaking of that, I know you work, you know, one of the things that the city keeps doing is working on, you know, speed enforcement through the red light camera enforcement, all of this. Are you, and it might be too early, I know the mayor has, you know, kind of mentioned this, it's maybe a little bit too early, but are you seeing behavior changes? Are your officers reporting behavior changes around red lights? And are you seeing anything in the line of, like, reduced collisions as a result of them?
Well, Andrew, it's still too early.
Okay, fair enough.
We've had two months of data, and we're trying to compare that. We saw the bump between February and March. Now we're getting ready to get to the point where we can kind of take a full look at the April data here real soon as the end of the month comes and see what's going on. But I will tell you, I watched many of these videos with some of these violations, and it's disturbing the way some of these people are running these red lights. If it's a traffic signal, if the light turns yellow doesn't mean speed up and try to beat the traffic signal. Yellow means, hey, we need to start slowing down because we're going to need to stop. And we need to pay attention. Everybody needs to pay attention to these traffic signals because, we got to be able to reduce injuries and we got to be able to save lives. I mean, I'm just saying, some of these videos, you probably seen them when we rolled it out, are just horrific, some of these violations.
If we citizens had red light camera capability on dash cameras that we had, every single one of us would be turning in tickets every single day because just driving around, you see crazy behavior. It is an amazing problem. And I am really hoping that this works. I'm really hoping it makes those intersections safer. Frankly, if it works and we can expand it to other intersections, I'm on board. I am a fan. And if it turns out not to be working, well, we need to find some other solution because this is a really, really dangerous thing. And this comes as a dad who's taught one already to drive and is teaching another one to drive and has to teach another one to drive here in a minute. Teach them how to work around the danger of red light runners is a very, very scary thing. Chief Eric Randall, Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall. Chief, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for you to keep our community safe. And we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And you guys have a great day. And thank you for what you do each and every day for the community. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. More in your direction than me, but thank you. I appreciate it. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Mobile Highway and Beulah Road, a six-car accident. The road is still blocked there, so definitely want to plan around that one. Also, we've got another accident that happened at 87 and Navarre Parkway. It's got roadblock associated with it on 87, so be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, you know, where do you start? Well, start at Frontier. Here's why. One reason is they're there to help. They understand that most people don't like to buy cars, and so they're there to understand that and like kind of work around the things you normally don't like. But just, you know, a resource. They've got a lot of cars on the lot. They have seen a lot more cars than they have for sale, and I recommend you ask them their advice. You know, go there and treat them as a resource, as an ally, not as an adversary, as somebody who can give you guidance. Like, what do people like? What do they complain about? What do they gripe about? What do they want in a car? What has good resale value? What loses its value? Like, all of those things are things you can ask, because you might see a dozen cars, you know, 20 cars in your life, maybe more depending, but, you know, not that many by comparison with them seeing hundreds or even thousands of cars. So go to them and ask questions and start at kind of the buffet of the 300 cars they've got on the lot. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Woody, I need big help. My husband was working on the lights and he...
I may be small, but I know a thing or two about big jobs. Just call the experts at We Care and maybe take that honey-do list away from your fella. WeCare's HVAC, plumbing and electrical experts have thousands of positive reviews over the last 10 years. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fallen and I can't get up.
Life alert, help. 7:59 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he'll be stepping back from his role with the Department of Government Efficiency a little bit following a significant decline in Tesla's financial performance for the first quarter of 2025. Tesla reportedly experienced a 9% drop in overall revenue, auto revenue specifically, dropping by about 20%. Net income falling by 71% compared to the previous year.
I sure do hate to see domestic terrorism work. You know, these people that are destroying cars, defacing cars, keying cars with the Tesla logos. You know, they're pulling the Tesla icon badge off the cars to prevent people from ripping them off and using them to key cars. It's crazy out there. Stream us.